working on that. So,
despite the recent precipitation, farmers in the Elba Lake, Minnesota area are still thinking about spring field work. Red River Farm Network's Don Wick has more in this Pioneer Agronomy Update.
This is Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network, and we are at Red River Marketing in the Elba Lake, Minnesota area. Kind of a slow start with everybody else dealing with this cold weather, just like we are here. Clyde Tiffany in with us, field agronomist with Pioneer, getting some crop in the ground. Too early? What's your take?
You know, the calendar says it's time. The soil temperatures aren't the greatest, but the main thing that people need to think about is whether it's fit or not, whether it's too wet. If it's too wet, you'll smear the sides of those furrows, and you'll have difficulty with development of the roots. So you don't want to make a mistake and go in when it's just a little too wet, too tacky. So patience is really key, and yet got to be ready to go. When it's fit, put it in the ground. And I frankly don't care at this point whether it's going to be beans or corn. There's people who have planted both, and I'm fine as long as that field is fit. Temperature's got to come up. It's got to come up before we're going to get much activity as far as development of those seedlings. But it usually does. And, in fact, the trend looks better toward this weekend and into next week. So
Clyde Tiffany with us from Pioneer, reporting agriculture's business. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Don. You can hear more from this Pioneer Agronomy Update by visiting the Red River Farm Network's Facebook page. That's Crop Watch, sponsored by the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion.